I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Peas are one of the most ancient vegetables. Archaeologists have found them in tombs and caves dating back 5,000 years. The earliest peas were used as a dried vegetable in soups. Their popularity as a fresh vegetable caught on in the 1600s in Europe, and we've been eating them that way ever since. Most gardeners know shelling peas, snap peas, where you can eat the pod and all, and snow peas that are eaten before the peas form in the pod. But pea varieties have evolved, and now we have different colors and uses for this ancient crop. While green is the color of peas, there are variations. We've grown golden sweet and royal snow flat-potted peas and delighted in the golden and purple-colored pods with pink flowers. Sugar magnolia is a purple-potted snap pea that forms tasty green peas. It's also loaded with tendrils and few leaves, so the pea pods are easier to find. And the tendrils make a great garnish in soups and salads. In fact, the tendrils and young leaves are tasty enough to eat on their own. I've often snipped the ends of my pea vines in fall, before a frost, to harvest them for salads and stir-fries. We all know peas love cool weather. Plant in raised beds when the soil has thawed and dried out. Soak the peas in warm water the night before planting to hasten germination. Pea seeds can rot in cool, wet soils, so the faster they germinate, the better. Sow in two rows with a wire or twig fence in between the rows. Use twig fences for dwarf pea varieties and wire for taller ones. Intercrop with radishes, lettuce, and spinach to maximize the use of the space. And now for this week's tip. Add a bulb fertilizer to tulip and daffodil bulbs now as they emerge from the soil. This will create bigger bulbs and better flowering. If you wait until the flowers open, the fertilizer will be wasted. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about vertical gardening. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.